And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast,
the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast,
the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
And this week's guest, Joe Rogan.
I feel fatter just having you in here with us.
Joe's a huge, I don't know if fitness buff's the right word, but you keep in shape.
Yeah, I work out a lot. Try to stay sane.
Yeah, because you're kind of an angry guy.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm seem pretty happy.
No, yeah, you're kind of no, wrong. But I mean, you're
you
routine.
Just met me, and you're like, you're angry.
You're routine because I've seen some of the shows on TV. And you're very just, rah, you know.
Well,
there's
some things to be angry about, you know, if you're paying attention.
Joe Rogan is a, from what I hear, Joe is a huge conspiracy theorist.
There's some conspiracies that I think are real, man.
Roswell, like, did it happen or not?
You know what?
I mean, we know it happened. But
first off, you should know this, Joe. You and Bubba are like twins when it comes to this because
really?
He is like the biggest I know of.
Well, I don't know whether or not Roswell, New Mexico, whether or not a UFO crashed at Roswell, but the record does state that they took the wreckage. They flew it in two separate planes to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and Truman met them there. Why would they do that? I mean, unless it was some crazy top secret Russian thing that crashed.
It had nothing to do with weather balloons. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, I do a joke about that. About they printed in the paper that they recovered a crashed UFO and alien bodies. I mean, it was in the paper.
Can you imagine reading that?
Yeah, and the next day, like, oh, it was a balloon.
Everyone go back home.
Yeah. By the way, we just invented transistors with no research whatsoever. We have all these new computers.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, see what I'm talking about, Patrick? He goes straight into it just like Bubba does.
Exactly.
And he acts like it's like, oh, yeah. I mean, we came up with lasers. I mean, I can't imagine how we came up with that. But wow,
I do not know. You know, there's a lot of theories. I do not know. But there's definitely some sketchy stuff in U.S. history.
When it comes down, Bubba's got everything from aliens to JFK.
Well, how about World Trade World Trade Center Tower 7, the only building that, besides the two towers that fell, the only skyscraper ever that collapsed, ever, because of a fire. And it collapsed. It looked like it was imploded.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got the guy who owned it, Silverstein, saying that they pulled it. Pulled it means they made that thing collapse. Then you find out that that building contained all the CIA, NSA, and DEA documents. And there's a lot of weird stuff. If you just go online and look up World Trade Center Tower 7, I'm not saying that it was definitely, you know, professionally imploded, but it sure looks like it if you watch it. The thing comes down in uniform fashion, boom, in one straight implosion. Now, if you look at the building from Oklahoma City, that gigantic building that had that big hole taken out of it, how come that thing didn't fall? Why didn't that thing collapse? That thing stayed up. But I mean, there's like a little hole in World Trade Center Tower 7, and that thing collapsed on its own, all in one motion, completely uniform.
Well,
fell to the ground.
I think because you know, the reasoning that they say is because of the fuel going through.
No, there was no fuel going through World Trade Center Tower 7. It was not hit by planes. There was two towers that were hit by planes, Tower 1 and Tower 2. But there was another separate building that was a block and a half away that also collapsed. And it had a hole in the side of it, but it wasn't that big of a hole.
How
and it was only
know
one
about
side
this
of it.
Building. Did I miss this building?
It's called
yeah.
a cover up.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, look, you can find it online. You can find it. There's all sorts of news sources about it. People have written books about it because it doesn't make any sense. Because this building collapsed out of nowhere for no reason and it imploded. And they announced that it collapsed 20 minutes before it actually did. The BBC announced it collapsed.
No, I didn't see that.
It's all over. You can find it online. I mean, legitimate news sources. There's a bunch of different people who are talking about it that are legitimate non-conspiracy theorists that are demolition experts that have looked at it and say, well, it's physically impossible. It's the only time steel has ever melted ever from that kind of a fire and just imploded. I mean, it's never happened. There's never been a building ever in human history, a skyscraper, that has collapsed except World Trade Center Tower 1, World Trade Center Tower 2, and 7. Well, 1 and 2 were hit by planes, but 7 wasn't hit by a plane. 7 had a little hole in it from debris, and it collapsed all in one motion. straight, uniform, left, right, all four corners,
so
all that came down.
Like they imploded. The other buildings hit it, and they're saying that that's what burned.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of weirdness.
I've seen that video, by the way.
There's a lot of weirdness, man. I mean, you look into the whole 9-11 about the way that Bush didn't want people investigating it, and it's just a lot of weirdness. Who knows what really happened, but all you need to know is the government lies to you constantly about everything.
And it's
they
not,
lied
and
about
it's
weapons
not,
of mass destructions in Iraq.
But it's
they
also non, it's nonpartisan. You're getting lied by the, by
sure.
the Republicans, the Democrats. It's all
that
this.
Is the biggest lie ever, that there's really two parties, that there's really a left and a right. That is the biggest joke ever. Do you really believe that they will give up power to this group? And then they're all controlled by the same people. Spokespersons for gigantic corporations. That's what presidents are. All they are is spokespersons for huge corporations. And those corporations are going to make sure that whoever gets in power is going to be looking out for their interests. They're not looking out for your interests. They've made trillions of dollars fighting this war. They can read license plates from space with satellites. They know who's got weapons. They know everything. They know exactly what's going on. They went over there because they want to make some money. And that's what's going on. There's a great article called War is a Racket. And it's a crazy article that was written by this general who retired. He was this four-star general, and he retired in 1935, and he wrote this article called War is a Racket, how the whole time when he was a general, he thought that what he was doing was protecting the world. He thought that what he was doing was the right thing. He thought he was, you know, defending his country, and then he realized when he was older and wiser that the whole time he's just supporting businesses. He's making this part of the world safe for bankers. He's making this part of the world safe so that oil companies can come in. And that's really what's going on. This war and all wars are based on economics. That's all it's about. And we are put in this position where we're led to believe that this is a gigantic threat to our safety and our security, and the government makes sure that some things in the world happen to let us think that we should be scared. Like, here's the greatest story that I read recently, where this national homeland security expert was talking about the biggest threat that they're worried about right now, what they call clean skin terrorism. What that means is someone who has no criminal background whatsoever, who they recruit to becoming a terrorist. And that is what they're worried about most. You know what that means? That's everybody. They're worried about everybody. They're worried about you. We're all clean-skinned terrorists.
No, I'm not clean-skinned.
So that means that's what you have to... You got a record?
I've been planting bombs for years.
I mean, that's what they're worried about. They're worried about people. Well, how about worried about real bad guys? Aren't there plenty of them? Let's concentrate on those guys first before you start scaring people into, like, you know, what is it, code red now? You know, and that's what you... I mean, being, like, someone who, like, you know, says that there's conspiracies... Instantly, people will start thinking you're a wacko, you're crazy, you're
paranoid.
Where
there's smoke, there's fire on a lot of this stuff, man.
That's the real problem, is there's enough stuff going on in the world where if you're not questioning things, you're a sheep. If you're really looking at the world and saying, well, this makes sense, the world really is a John Wayne movie, there's good guys and there's bad guys, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. I think you're fruitcake. And I think that you and Bubba.
Yeah, see,
well,
you
why
know,
do you think? Why? Because you don't think.
I.
What
no.
do you think? What do you think about the world?
Listen.
What do you? No,
if,
no, 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 no. You. What do you
if
think?
You come on, and you try.
What
and
do you
say,
think?
We didn't
have
land
you
on
looked,
the moon.
Have you looked at any
Are
of
you
it?
Insane?
Have you researched any of it?
I have seen both sides of it.
What have you saw? What have you got? What have you got into?
You saw the news.
I've seen people just as passionate as you and him are.
About what?
About everything.
About what subject? If you think I'm a fruitcake, about what subject?
About I don't know anything about the tower thing.
What do you know about?
But when it comes down to, like, landing on the moon.
Do you know that the only human beings that have ever been 400 miles outside the Earth's atmosphere are the Apollo astronauts ever in human history? Do you know that there's a thing called the Van Allen radiation belts? It starts at 400 miles and it goes between, depending on who you listen to. James Van Allen says 64,000 miles of intense radiation, and NASA says 24,000 miles. They've never got a monkey, a dog, a goat, a chicken. Nothing has gone through that and survived, except the Apollo astronauts in 7 missions. 6 of them successful. From 1969 to 1972, no one has ever been back since. Not even a flyby of the moon. Do you know that the thing that they use as evidence is, well, they put laser reflectors on the moon. Did you know that the Russians did it too with unmanned space probes twice? Did you know that the Russians actually brought back lunar samples? Did you know that the only samples that have ever sent out for independent investigation were the size of sugar cubes? Meanwhile, they got like 100 pounds of it or 800 pounds of it locked up in vaults? Have you ever looked at the footage of the moon? It's some grainy, goofy-looking, black-and-white footage that doesn't look real at all.
Yeah.
It looks completely
fake. Have I researched
it?
No. I have seen things where they, it's, you know, there's all
What have you seen? Have you seen the intersecting shadows that show different light sources?
And I have seen it.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I have, and I've seen it.
And what have you looked into? You haven't looked into it at all.
Dude, shut up. I would tell you.
No, you can't say someone's a crackpot.
I have seen it where they have recreated that exact same thing you're talking about. On your shirt right now, there are shadows from our lights that are hitting your shirt.
You know why, dummy?
And not
Do you know
the
why?
Same one.
Do you know why? Because there's more than one light source in this room.
That's right.
There's a spotlights, just like there was in that fake set. That's why there's more than one shadow, dude. That's why they go in different angles. That's the whole point. On the moon, there's only one light source. It's the sun.
I know that. And
you're only supposed to have shadows going in one direction.
I know, and
they're
not supposed to intersect. I've also seen them recreate the entire thing using one light source.
Really, have you? Well, that's a very credible thing that you just said. You've seen it. You've seen it where? What are you talking about?
What have you seen?
What have I seen? I've seen hundreds of documentaries. I've seen NASA footage, hours and hours of it. I've read books about it. So I've thought about this stuff. You haven't.
I have seen. I have seen documentaries.
You're a sheep. You just want to believe that people who believe that there's people out there lying to you are crazy.
I just want to believe.
What do you want to believe?
I want to believe that there are hardworking men and women who are
Americans. Oh, that's beautiful. That's
actually
so cute.
Listen, man.
If they're willing to lie about one girl who gets caught in a gunfire and winds up in a hospital and they pull her out of a hospital, you don't think they would lie to win the Cold War and say that we landed on the moon? When meanwhile, the Russians, who are much more advanced than us, had over 10 firsts in space. First man in space, first man to orbit the Earth, first satellite in space, first woman in space. They couldn't figure out how to get past the Van Allen radiation belts, but we did. You know that was during the apex of a 20-year solar cycle, which means that the sun, solar flares go in gigantic cycles. And when you have a solar flare, there's no protection whatsoever. They can't predict it. And when those people were out there on the moon, if there was a solar flare, everyone would have been dead. There was no way to stop it. And they happened. A bunch of them happened.
So are we going to go back? Are we going to go to the moon?
Didn't
I give
say
you
they
that.
There has lost the plans.
That's we're going to get into that. All the telemetry data, 14,000 reels, which is the hard data, which is the binary code that shows the distance between the command module and the Earth. All that stuff's missing. All of it. 14,000 reels. Oh, we can't find it. The blueprints for the LEM, not only that, the lunar module, that thing that landed on the moon, mm-hmm. You know, they never had that thing work ever on Earth, ever. But they got it to figure out how to work on the moon. They never practiced with it. It didn't work. They never got it to work on Earth, ever. You know that there was a lemon that was hung on a hangar, Gus Grissom, who died in Apollo 1. The guy died on the command module when they were testing it on the launch pad. They burned to death, him and two other guys.
Right.
He hung a lemon on outside the command module to tell people that this thing doesn't work. He was a vocal critic of NASA, saying there's no way we're ever going to get this thing in the moon. He was dead 2 weeks later. He burned to death inside this command module. And everyone since then kept their mouth shut. Nobody ever complained about anything. They all did their duty, and they all came back, and none of them give public interviews. The only ones who talk about it now, Buzz Aldrin does a few little speeches about it. But even Buzz Aldrin's been confronted by people. There's this crazy guy named Bart Sebrill who's dedicated his life to trying to prove that people never walked to the moon, and this is the one that Buzz Aldrin punched. But this is after this guy showed him all this video footage of them faking the distance between the Earth and the moon. You know what Buzz Aldrin's response was? He said, "I was just a passenger. Why are you telling me? Bring this up with NASA." Just look at it objectively. Look at the whole mission. There's never been a single technological achievement from 1969 that's not cheaper, easier, and faster to reproduce today, except the Apollo moon missions. That's the only one. Everything else that they used to do in 1969 is way easier to do today. But if they want to go back to the moon now, why can't they just dig up the blueprints and redo it now? Well, the reason why is because they never did it.
It was
the Cold War.
Is there a reason?
They won the Cold War.
Do they say?
There's no reason. No one even talks about it. There's nothing to say. It's ridiculous. What do you think is going to happen 500 years from now? Why go back to the moon? Why? We've already been in 1972. Why go back in 2986? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
So do you think we went to Mars? Do you think we put a rover on Mars?
Rovers, for sure. It's not a matter of whether or not we have technology. Look, they've got the Hubble Space Telescope. They've got all sorts of insane stuff. They've got the space shuttle. All that stuff's real. What they don't have is the ability to get past the biological limitations of human beings being in outer space. Because space is not a void. What space is what we're outside of the magnetic protection of the environment of Earth. Earth has a magnetosphere and Earth has an atmosphere. And that atmosphere and the magnetosphere and the Van Allen radiation belts, all that stuff protect us from incredible, overpowering radiation of the sun. And the sun has these solar flares. And these solar flares are impossible to predict. And they come in cycles. During 1969 to 1972, during the time they launched the seven Apollo missions, is the apex of a 20-year solar cycle. It is absolutely impossible to predict when flares are going to erupt. And when they do erupt, everyone agrees, everyone dies. 100%. If you are out there, outside of protection of the Earth's atmosphere, and you're in that little skinny command module that is like a 1/4-inch aluminum hull, you're dead. You're barbecued on television in front of the world. Do you think they would risk that? Do you think they would have these guys bouncing around on the moon's surface? Do you think they would just jump around on the moon's surface? They're wearing these cloth outfits. They're going to fall and rip, and they'll be dead. Do you know that the surface of the moon is in the sun? In the sun, it's 250 degrees, and in the shade, it's 250 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
Do you know there's no protection whatsoever from micrometeors, from all sorts of crazy stuff that's in space? There's little particles that are flying through the Earth's atmosphere all the time. They burn up. That's what shooting stars are. There's nothing to protect you from that stuff when you're on the moon. There's no atmosphere whatsoever. It's in a vacuum. Not only that, it's 1/6 Earth's gravity. 1/6. There's no evidence whatsoever that those men were in 1/6 Earth's gravity. None. There's no evidence of them jumping and flying through the air. You would weigh 30 pounds if you were on the moon. There's nothing to show that there's been men ever on the moon that makes sense. Nothing. Zero.
Can we at least agree that Larry Bird was the greatest NBA player ever?
I would go with Michael Jordan, bro. I think you're racist.
You know what? There's just no winning with you, is there?
There's winning. You can win. You just got to make sense. That's all I ask. See, you're starting to think about this moon thing now, aren't you?
No,
you know why?
I'm not.
You're not starting to think about I said. That doesn't make sense?
None.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because I've seen the TV show that says the
that's
same
why.
Thing. I've seen the TV show.
I'm going to put a little bell on you to put you out in the field.
Listen, man. The only thing is, dude, the only difference between you and I is you've seen more movies.
The only difference between me and I is that I've actually researched it.
You've seen. You haven't researched it. You watch a TV show that someone else
I've
researched.
I've read books. I've read all sorts
it's
of physical documents.
You haven't researched. That's not research.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Reading other people's work is research.
They could be insane.
They could be right.
I'm breaking in.
Joe,
have you looked into it all?
Dude, really, I could care less, man, to be honest.
But you could care. You're just saying you couldn't care less because you look kind of dumb now.
No.
Yes, you
no,
are. You're
I
saying,
have.
Yes,
no,
yes.
You know,
you're saying you couldn't care less. You're saying you couldn't care less because you want a way out.
He doesn't care.
Everyone cares. Everyone cares.
But honestly, I have seen that the show. That
Which show?
That
what are you talking about?
It's the one.
Is that the one where they showed the lights? Yeah, that show. Like,
no,
like you
no,
were talking about before?
No, they did. They do the whole thing.
Like, there's
with
a gang of shows. There's a bunch of different shows. Here's the real
but I've
bottom line.
I've also seen it with the guys who are saying the same thing you're saying are two old dudes who live in a trailer and they're kind
of,
they
not
come
all
off
of them.
As white.
No, there's a lot of intelligent
but
people.
But I'm telling
that are doing
you, that's
this.
The one I saw.
Well,
and
there's a lot of that that's obviously disinformation.
It was slanted towards, you know, it was slanted towards we really went. You know, I get that. All right. I'm objective enough to realize that. However, they made some pretty good points for that we did go. But
what
there was
points?
Also the points that it's told you.
You didn't tell me nothing.
I did tell you.
What are you talking
they
about?
Did the whole
you said that there's the same amount of lights on your shadows on your shirt. That's your argument.
No, they did the entire thing. They set it up. They had one light source and they showed it. And you could see it. There was a shadow that went this way, and there's a shadow that
there's never been.
I'm
never,
telling you,
listen
bro.
To me. Listen
saw,
to me right now.
I saw
you
it.
You cannot have intersecting shadows without more than one light source. You can't. You can have shadows that sort of
bend,
look like they're in divergent paths because of the fact that the atmosphere or because of the fact that the surface of the ground changes.
Right, right.
But not when you have flat ground. And these photographs that you're seeing on the moon's
well,
surface
moon is not flat.
But
first
the
of
areas,
all, the
areas
that the
in.
Photographs are is flat. Not only that, it shows that there's a hot spot. From a spotlight, you can see like a very brightly lit area that's in the background. Slowly, it fades to blackness.
Did
which
they
shows
use,
that they're using a spotlight.
Well, did they use a flash or a light or anything to illuminate other than the sun?
No, there were no flashes
no,
on the cameras.
There's
and
no
they
flashes.
Said that there were no other. Lights.
Not only that, there's no protection from radiation in those cameras. Those are regular cameras. You can't get your camera through an X-ray machine at the airport without it screwing up the film. And there's no fuzziness. All these cameras are clearly in focus. All these photos are clearly in focus. Meanwhile, they're taking pictures from a thing that's mounted in the center of their chest. I mean, there's all
and
sorts
it's
of
the same thing with the guy, the picture of the guy's helmet and all that, where they take it where it's a down shot. Well, how's he taking a shot downwards
whenever he's taking it from his, you know, chest and belly
area. There's all sorts of problems. This is the real thing about the Apollo moon landings. Look, it was 1969. We were in the middle of the Cold War. We were fighting against the Russians. It was a really scary time, and they wanted to make Americans feel like we had a technological advantage over the Russians, and they wanted to make the Russians feel like they were afraid of us. So what did they do? They faked landing on the moon to show that we were technologically superior to the Russians. During 1970, my friend's dad worked at Lockheed Martin. All the engineers thought it was fake. This was in the 1970s. They thought it was fake. They thought it was some Hollywood BS they created to win the Cold War. And during that time, we have grown up in our heads. We've been thinking that this is all real. This is all real. We landed on the moon. We landed on the moon. And it's ingrained in our heads. So if anybody tells you that we didn't land on the moon, you're like, they're crazy.
What about the space shuttle and the space station and all that kind of stuff?
All of
that
stuff.
Is that below what you're
talking about?
All
that stuff is under 400 miles. Everything that's ever been done except the Apollo moon missions. Everything. Every single manned spacecraft.
How do we get satellites out with all the microparticles and all that? How do they get
those are all inside the Earth's atmosphere. Those are all inside 400 miles.
No, I mean, not the satellites, but I mean like
probes
and whatnot.
They send those out, but there's not enough people in them. That's a lot of them don't come back. A lot of them don't work. Like those Mars ones. I mean, how many Mars ones did they send out that got jacked? That failed.
It took us like two or three before we got
one. Yeah, they fail all the time. They go out there and they can't communicate with them, and they don't know if they're hit by meteors. They don't know if it's radiation throws them off. They don't know what happens to them. They don't all work. The 1969 to 1972, they had seven successful missions. Seven of them where people survived. Six of them where they went all the way to the moon, landed, and came back. Apollo 13 was the only one that wasn't successful. They went around, and that one is like, that one looks like a script. I mean, it's the 13th, Apollo 13. They took off on 13-13 military time. Like, there's all sorts of weirdness with that one. And if you look at the photographs of those guys in the Apollo 13 command module, it's bright in the background, which it looks to indicate that they're in near-Earth orbit. There's never been any evidence whatsoever that human beings have been on the moon and come back that makes sense to me. Every time I've looked at it, it looks fishy. And the fact that we take that space shuttle up into space over and over and over again, and no one ever goes outside of 400 miles, that's not a little weird to anybody? The fact that we never even done a flyby since 1972, since Nixon was president, since TVs were mostly black and white, I mean, it's a little weird. That's a strange thing. Just to look at it that way, just to look at the fact that there hasn't been a human being since 1972 that's gone more than 400 miles outside of Earth's atmosphere. And we know more about the Van Allen radiation belts. We know more about radiation in space now than we ever have before. That's why there's less and less talk about us going again. And when we do go again, or when we talk about going again, it's always like 20 years in the future. Like, why is that? I mean, there's so many things wrong with the Apollo missions. How about the fact that they claim that there's these 800 pounds of moon rocks or 800 kilograms or whatever they say there is. But what they send out to scientists for examination, these tiny little sugar cube sized samples. Not only that, they know that Wernher von Braun in 1967, which is 2 years before the Apollo moon landings took off, he was in Antarctica on an expedition. Well, why would he be in Antarctica in the middle of nowhere? Well, because Antarctica is one place where they know for sure that there are asteroids that have come from the moon, from Mars, from the moon. It's the number one place in the world to collect asteroids.
So you think they went and dug them up and then cut them up into sugar cube things
and they said that these things are from the moon. That's what I think. The Russians brought back samples. They brought back small, tiny samples, just like the ones that we sent out for independent verification. But no one's allowed to go look at those ones that are in NASA. Those things are locked up in vaults. They don't even have the blueprints for the lunar module anymore. They can't find those. They lost all the telemetry data. President Clinton, Bill Clinton, page, I think, 154 of his book, My Life, said that when he was a kid, he was talking to a carpenter. It was 3 months after the Apollo moon landings, and he was talking to this carpenter who said, I don't think they landed on the moon. And he said, why don't you think so? He said, those Hollywood fellers, he goes, they can do anything. I don't believe anything they show. He goes, I thought that guy was crazy. After two terms in the White House, I was starting to think maybe he was just ahead of his time.
Wow, Clinton said
that? Clinton said that.
I haven't read his book, so I don't know.
Well, they buried that, didn't they?
Well, I mean, it's a quote that's available. I mean, you can find it online. He said after my...
Page what? What did you say?
I think it's 154.
I'm going to check that out.
If you go to moonmovie.com, is that Bart Siebel guy who's this crazy dude who's dedicated.
Times.
But he's got the quote. You got a internet browser up right there?
Uh-huh.
Go to moonmovie.com. I'll show you the quote.
I still think you're insane.
Maybe, but it's very possible that this world is run by a bunch of greedy scumbags and liars and that we're a bunch of sheep and they control us through the media. That's much more likely.
It's possible, but it's also possible that, some really bright people who did some amazing things.
Yeah, there are, for sure. There are the bright people that created the space shuttle. There's bright people who created the internet. There's bright people who created satellites. There's bright people who created telecommunications, cellular phones, you know, MP3 recordings, the very thing that we're talking on right now, microphones. There's a lot of geniuses, but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. And the moon landing is one of the biggest ones.
Where's that?
Very
where's
I'm
going
to find it for you. Hold on. Page 156 of My Life. That's Clinton, man. That's President Clinton. Now, if you were the president of the United States for two terms, do you think you would come on TV and say we didn't land on the moon, or do you think you would use some comfortable anecdote like an old carpenter told me when I was a boy, and that was the way you would express disbelief?
Why would you do it anyway?
Why wouldn't
that's
you?
Political
if you're
going to
die,
political
suicide. He's an old man who's not politically running for
whose
anything.
Whose wife is trying to run for the frickin' presidency of the United States?
That doesn't mean anything.
Listen, man, you may make great points, but I just made a great point too.
No, you didn't.
And at least acknowledge it. Of course.
No, it doesn't make a great point because he didn't come out and say it. He said it in a story about
that's
an old carpenter.
That's what I'm saying. He wouldn't say it.
He said basically through that little thing is we should doubt that we went there. That's what he just
said. That's exactly what he said.
I think.
And that's the former president of the United States for two terms. You don't think he would know a little bit more than you or I?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you don't think it's a little weird?
I think it is weird. And, you know.
You would think if he was in there for two terms, all he had to do was say, did we land down there or not?
You know what?
Show me some proof.
I believe in dreams. I believe in the American spirit.
I believe the children of the future.
What does that mean?
And I believe, you know, hey, if it is a lie, okay, I'm cool with it. It doesn't.
You're cool with being lied to?
It doesn't affect
You're
my
cool
life.
You're cool with the infantilization of this country
absolutely.
And the world.
It doesn't affect me at all.
That's hilarious, but it whether does affect you. It's affecting you right now.
Whether we landed
in.
On the moon or whether we faked it has no implication on my
but
life.
But it does.
How?
It does, because the media has been proven over and over again that it's used as a tool by gigantic corporations, including the United States government, to lie to you, to keep you in line. And that's a lie. That was a lie that was created in 1969 to keep you in line.
But whether
it also led to the collapse of the Soviet Union.
No. The thing that led to the collapse of the Soviet Union was the buildup, the military buildup that they couldn't keep up with because their socialist government, it's a ridiculous setup. You can't socialism doesn't work. You can't have communism. You got to have a capitalist society because people need competition. And that's what was wrong with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was set up about, it was a faulty political premise. The idea that you can get people to all work under a czar or, you know, to work under a communist regime and work just as hard as they do in a capitalist structure where you can actually get a reward for your work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
You said your case very well. I'm just thick-headed, man. I think that it's a little fishy.
You just have
maybe.
Something in your head and you don't want to admit that it doesn't make any sense.
It's all right. I've been dealing with this for years. Every time I bring something up, they're like, oh, God, here we go again.
You got to listen to that Neil Armstrong speech. That's one of the craziest speeches ever. Not only that, go on YouTube and watch some of the videos of those guys when they came back and they're giving press conferences. How about Michael Collins, who talked about how he couldn't see stars? He couldn't see stars. But meanwhile, in his book, he talks all about seeing stars. Not only that, when he talks about not being able to see stars in the press conference, what he forgot is that he wasn't supposed to be one of the guys who stepped out of the lunar module. He stayed in the command module the whole time. Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong were the ones that were on the moon. So you know what they did? In the transcript of that press conference, they attributed that quote of not being able to see stars to Buzz Aldrin. They changed it. But there's a video of Michael Collins saying it. In the transcript, they attributed it to Buzz Aldrin. Do you know why? Because back in 1969, they didn't think that they were going to have VCRs. They didn't think that people were going to be able to review things over and over and over again. They didn't think that they were going to have a setup where you could take video and watch it and rewind it in your home. There was none of that back
then. In high def.
They broadcasted it. You saw it. They shut it off. It was over. No one could have conceived of the idea of DVDs being passed out. And the fact there's a thing called the internet, and you could just Google it and find right away, instantly, you could watch the press conference and see how they look deceptive and see how they look nervous, and then watch the video footage of them on the moon surface where they're looking like they're moving in slow motion. And then they have video where they speed it up to double speed.
I've watched that too.
Yeah, and it looks like they're on the Earth's surface. It doesn't look like they're on the moon at all. It doesn't look anything like they're in 1/6 Earth's gravity at all. There's a lot of... Look, we're not saying incredible innovation that's been done by NASA. We're not saying there's not genius American inventors who have done some incredible things. The internet, what the heck? There's ones and zeros, and you can get porn out of that? I mean, think about that. There's some amazing innovations. That's not fake. That's all real. What we're not talking about, we're not talking about real stuff. We're talking about some stuff that's fishy. We're talking about some stuff that doesn't make any sense. We're not discrediting all the brilliant innovation. We're not discrediting real heroes who are out there risking their lives every single day of the week, out there doing what they think is protecting freedom and trying to make the world a safer place for us, because that's absolutely real. There really are people that are dying over there every day. There really are people that are going out there every morning. They get up and they risk their lives, and they do it because they believe that they're trying to protect the world from horrible Islamic fascism and from terrorists and from people that want to control the world through fear. They really do that. There are real heroes out there, and there are real geniuses. We're not saying that they're not. We're saying that at the top of the ladder, there's some creepy people. At the people that are controlling this money, the people that are controlling where money gets distributed and who's getting money from war, who's getting money from politics, who's controlling what's going on in the world banks and the IMF, those people are really spooky.
Hey, next time you come on, I want you to explain how the whole moon thing can be covered up by the thousands of people who worked with it.
Well, it wasn't thousands of people. NASA's very compartmentalized, meaning that if you make this thing, this piece right here, that's what your design is. You're supposed to make this transistor. This person over here is supposed to make O-rings. Everybody doesn't get the plans. Everybody doesn't get to find out exactly what's going on. It's very compartmentalized. That was one of the problems with the Space Shuttle Columbia.
And everyone sees the rocket go up.
Right.
Agreed, that did go up.
Sure.
Where did that go?
What goes into Earth's atmosphere, just like every other rocket that we've ever shot. Every time you shoot a rocket up into the air, when they send people in the space shuttle, when they send satellites into orbit, when they send people to the space station, they shoot rockets up into the air. They do it over and over again. You know when they stopped sending people to the moon? 1972. You know why they did that? Because that's the year the Russians had the ability to track the space shuttle or track the Saturn V rocket. That was the year. That's why they never did Apollo 18. Apollo 17 was the last mission. Apollo 18 was scheduled and planned. It was canceled. And one of the reasons being is because the Russians now had the ability to track people. Before that, trying to track...
Seriously, I honestly don't know. Could you not use a telescope and look out and see?
That's like trying to find a rowboat in the Atlantic Ocean. Do you know how much space is up there? There's a lot of space.
Yeah.
You're talking about a little tiny command module.
It's the same thing with trying to find like the keyhole satellites and all that. If you don't know where to look, you're not going to find them.
Yeah. Well, not only that, there's other satellites that are in place. How do you know what's what?
Which is which.
We're talking about a different time. We're not talking about today. You couldn't pull it off today. You couldn't pull it off like that because people would be able to find it. But in 1972, you could pull it off. They never tried to prove that we went to the moon.
Get out of here, man. You're messing up me now.
Yeah, because you're starting to question.
No, because I'm all messed up now.
You're starting to question what I'm saying, man. You're starting to question it.
It's good to see you, though.
You are starting to question it, right?
From him a little bit, yeah.
Because you were saying that.
It's like you guys double teaming me.
Come on, right?
Yeah,
he's starting to question it.
He's questioning. He's got the doubt.
Have to have the doubt.
You got the doubt.
It doesn't make any sense.
But I'm just saying, though, as many people who are just as passionate as you are, there are people the other way who are just as passionate that it happened.
Right. You know what? I debated one of them. His name is Phil Plait. He's an astronomer. He runs badastronomy.com. And I had him stammering and stuttering. Penn Jillette has a radio show. He had a radio show. And I debated this guy twice for 2 hours. And by the end of it, I had this guy stammering and stuttering, and I had Penn Jillette saying that I might be right. Penn Jillette, who runs that show, you know, the BS show on Showtime, he was saying to me after it was over, if you're right, if 10 years from now, and we find out that we never did go to the moon, he goes, how weird would this be? Yeah. I had him talking about it. Like, the fact that no one's been back, that's crazy.
Well, but we have an active many space other program. There could be all kinds of reasons
like
why.
Like what? Name one.
Well, you name one. Just because we didn't, I mean, there could be really,
what do you
honestly,
mean you name one. You can't do that. I said you name one. You name me one reason. You said
no
reason.
There's no point.
There's no point to go back. You're right. There's no point to go in space at all.
To the moon.
We do. But we do over and over again.
Why would you go past? Everything can be done
every
inside
president,
a certain area. Why would you have to go
every
out?
Every president since Jimmy Carter has insisted that we're going back to the moon. They've all insisted. Yet we've never done anything.
So that means nothing.
Well, it means,
so it means we didn't go.
It means they're lying.
It means we have other things to spend our money on.
Right, what? Like this crazy war?
So are you one of the conspiracy guys about war for oil and all that?
Well, there's no conspiracy. It's very clear there's money involved in keeping oil. There's a lot of money. They can control oil. It's geographic. Right. They control where the oil comes from.
I agree.
They pull it out and they sell it. The reason why they haven't put all this money into alternative fuel sources is because they can control what's going on right now with oil. As soon as they figure out how to control hydrogen, or as soon as they figure out how to control whatever alternative fuel source there is, if there's money in that, well, that's what they'll pursue as long as they can corner the market. The problem is if you have like steam engines, all right, you can't control water. Water's everywhere. There's no way you can control water. So you're never going to have a steam engine. You're never going to have anything that's plant-based. You're never going to have anything that's agriculturally based. Why? Because everybody can grow corn. Everybody can grow wheat. Everybody can grow anything that you can make ethanol out of, or corn, or biodiesel. You're not going to be able to control that. You can grow corn anywhere. You can grow corn in Alaska. You can grow it all over the world. So you're not going to ever have government. Like the government's not going to step in and spend a ton of money trying to promote alternative fuel sources that are going to make a bunch of people rich that doesn't benefit them. When you've got gigantic oil corporations, and these gigantic oil corporations, these special interest groups fund politicians, these politicians get in office, and these politicians, once they get in office, they do what they've got to do to make these special interest groups happy. That's why we still have oil that's running this world. That's why we still have fossil fuels that we use to, you know, to pollute our environment. The reason why we haven't stopped doing it is because there's a lot of money involved in it, and because they can corner the market. That's why there's no alternative fuel sources that are really actively pursued. It's because it's an economic situation.
Comes down to money.
Absolutely. I mean, that's all it is. Yeah, there's a reason why we're not invading North Korea. Right? North Korea has nuclear weapons. They have an active army. They're real. We see those crazy suckers walking down. I didn't want to say suckers. We see those crazy people walking down the street marching. Those are real scary people. They have nuclear weapons and they've threatened to use them. We don't ever talk about going into North Korea. You know why? What are we going to do? We're going to get a bag of rice from those dudes? What are we going to get? They have nothing. They don't even have money. They have to keep the lights out at night. If you fly over North Korea at night,
true.
The lights are out because they don't have any money. So we're not going to go over there. We're not going to go to North Korea. Guess what? If they had oil in North Korea, if North Korea had like the second largest oil supply in the world like Iraq does, we'd be over there every day. We'd be over there right now. We'd be jacking those fools. We'd be killing North Koreans every day. We'd have tanks rolling from South Korea to North Korea every day if there was oil over there.
I agree with you, but we did go to the moon.
Why do you think we went to the moon? You're not going to end like that.
Oh, yeah. It's our show.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. We can edit anything we want.
You can edit everything we want. But I have a feeling, since he's behind the board and you're over here in the front, I have a feeling he'll be doing the editing.
You're absolutely right.
Look, man, I'm not saying I know more than anybody else. I'm saying just look at it.
You also have a freaky memory. You get like a really crazy, like, Rain Man type memory, which is impressive.
I know we're getting close to wrapping up, but I do want to touch on this because I've heard you do it a little bit on your podcast, talking about some law, some theory that says that people have been around longer and we had all these secret technologies that we've lost and all that kind of stuff. I've heard you talk about climate change and how it is a real thing. I believe climate change is a real thing. I don't believe personally that it's man-made. I think the world and the universe is cyclical.
I think it probably is human, but I think that's probably only one part of the problem. And I think it's also very possible that it doesn't matter anyway. If you look at, there's 900,000 near-Earth objects that are circling between Mars and Jupiter.
That's my
biggest
fear.
Man, don't get me.
There's a thing
out.
Called Bode's Law. All right, there's a thing called Bode's
Law.
Not
listening.
Bode's Law is in astronomy, and what it does is if you can tell the mass and the gravity of one object, you can tell the accurate distance between when the next object will be, and that's how they detect planets. That's how it's some science where they, like, if they find where Mars is and they figure out the mass and the gravity of Mars, they can accurately detect when the next planet will be, where Jupiter will be. It works on every single planet in our solar system except for Mars and Jupiter. The reason why it doesn't work for Mars and Jupiter is because there's supposed to be a planet in between Mars and Jupiter. Now, that's where the asteroid belt is. So what they believe is alternative theory. What they believe is at one point in time, there was a planet between Mars and Jupiter, but then some sort of an impact from a planetary intruder, whether it's another planet. And this is true for other planets, too, like Uranus. There's other planets they know have been hit by other planets. Like, planets hit planets. Like, it sounds crazy, but, like, our orbit that we have is not – I mean, there's all sorts of elliptical orbits. And there's weird orbits right. that where planets come by, like, every 3,000 years, and they come too close, and they collide with other planets and other galaxies and other solar systems. And they believe that that's what created this asteroid belt. And if that is the case, that means that this 900,000 gigantic near-Earth objects are circling between Mars and Jupiter. And the only thing that keeps us alive at all is the gigantic mass of Jupiter. And Jupiter sucks in asteroids all the time because it's huge. It's this mm-hmm. gigantic, massive thing. And there's impacts on Jupiter that happen all the time. In 1994, they caught one on video.
I saw that.
That is crazy, dude. Yeah. And the impact from this one thing that was like 5 miles wide was bigger than the Earth itself. I mean, it's a huge, gigantic explosion. It made them completely recalculate how big impacts were and how fast they're going. These things are going like 45,000 miles an hour, and they're flying through space. If they hit, we're dead. And they hit all the time. They've hit. There was a mass extinction 250 million years ago. There was a mass extinction 65 million years ago. And there's probably been a bunch of smaller ones all along the way. And that probably explains the pyramids. That probably explains a lot of ancient stories like Atlantis. And what those things probably were is huge meteor impacts that killed a huge percentage of the people. And if most of the people died today... If some huge meteor hit and 90% of the people in this country were dead or on this planet were dead, do you think there'd still be an internet? Would there still be cable? Would we still have satellites? I mean,
Taking all these steps backwards.
Do you think you'd be able to figure out how a cell phone works? I wouldn't. What? How does that work? I have no idea how a microphone would work. I always joke about it on stage. If you left me alone on an island for 1 million years with all the tools in the world, I'd be stabbing fish with a pointy stick when you get back. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't figure out how to make a microphone, but it exists. But it doesn't exist in a way that most people understand. It's not something that even though this technology benefits all the people, there's a tiny, tiny percentage of the people that actually understand how any one facet of our technologically advanced society works. So if you lose a huge percentage of the people, chances are you're going to lose most of the information and you're going to have to start from scratch. We'll basically be like using bows and arrows and pointy sticks. And that's just if you lose 90% of the people. If you lose 95%, we'll be cavemen. You know, you lose 50, we'll be living in the 1800s. You know, I mean, we're living in a weird world where things are very, very, very fragile. And we like to pretend that things make sense and they don't make sense. This is a very fragile, paper thin existence that we live in.
Yeah, it's a good thing we went to the moon, though. Joe Rogan, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
It's good to see you, brother.
I enjoyed this.
I did too.
Fascinating,
right? You kind of yelled at me a little bit.
Well, you needed it, dude. You know you did.
Yeah, it's good.
You know you did. You know you did, right?
Well, if we have come back 10 years and we didn't land on the moon.
Then we're going to apologize?
I will.
Buy me a beer.
I'll lick your face.
You don't have to lick my face. That's weird.
Ben Teller and I will both lick your face.
Both together? That's a threat. I feel like I should get something from this that I would benefit from.
Hey, let's push. What do you got? You got your website.
JoeRogan.net is my website. Send me all the hate mail, all you NASA supporters.
Yes. He also hates Jesus. So
I don't hate Jesus.
Get all that to us. He doesn't believe
Jesus.
In God. Doesn't love
no,
Jesus.
That's not true. Not true. And, not that I don't believe in God.
See?
If you want to get involved in organized religion, we can go deep into that, too.
Crack the door, and he starts walking in.
Don't go crazy about the Bible, bro.
JoeRogan.net. Send it to him. He's
all waiting.
Keep
going if you want. I got all day, man.
I don't. Good to see you, man. All right. It's Big D and Bubba.
This was the podcast, but now. Now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.